there. Welcome back to day two of Unstuck. I'm Jenny Cole, CEO of Positively Beaming and the author of Teach, Lead or Leave. And I'm so glad you've come back to join me again today. Yesterday, we talked about the boiling water, how you got to this feeling of feeling stuck, restless, out of sorts, and why it is not your fault. And today we are going to look at the way out. But first, I need to challenge you to the questions that you've probably been asking yourself. The main question is probably been, should I stay or should I go? This is the question that keeps you up at night, right? The one that you've been turning over and over and over in the mind, the one that you've confided in with your partner, your best friend, and possibly even a stranger on the internet. And it makes sense, right? When you're miserable, when something's not quite right, it feels like we only have a binary choice, in or out, stay or go, teach or something else, this school or nothing. But here's the problem with that kind of thinking. First of all, it's a trap. Because should I stay or should I go assumes that there are only two options. It puts you in an all or nothing mindset. It makes you feel like you've got to blow up your entire career or resign yourself to decades more of the same thing. Or it assumes that you've got to totally leave your school and then that's it, burn your bridges, no way of going back. And neither of those choices feels right because they feel big. So let me offer you some different questions. The questions I ask every single coaching client who comes to me feeling stuck, and over my 15-year career as a coach in education, there have been hundreds. I ask a version of, what do you need to thrive? Not what do you need to survive, although there are days that I am very happy to help people survive the next moments. Not what should you do to cope? And of course, together we can always come up with options for coping and not just get through another term, not just put the pedal to the metal for 10 more weeks and get through it. I want to know what makes you thrive. What would your work and life need to look like in order for you to feel energized, to feel purposeful, and to feel satisfied? Because that is the question we're actually trying to answer. I want you to have work and a life that makes you feel deeply satisfied. And that is what thriving means. And that is what we are trying to answer. Once you start asking yourself, what do I need to thrive? What do I need to be truly satisfied in my work and in my life? Instead of should I stay or should I go? Something magical happens. Options start to appear. As I said, I have coached hundreds of educators through this exact decision over the past 15 years. And while they all might present slightly differently, and they might have different levels of experience, different levels of challenge, their stories are very, very similar. And through that, I have identified six main pathways forward. And here's what's important. None of them require you to have it figured out right now. When we talk about the pathways, you don't have to say right now, yep, that's the pathway for me. Instead, just know that they are options. So let me give you a really quick top-level tour of the six pathways. Pathway one, stay and make it work. This is about job crafting, reshaping your current role to make it fit better. Maybe you lean in to the tasks that give you more energy and delegate or minimize the ones that drain you. Maybe you set better boundaries. Maybe you change how you think about the work that you do. This is about staying and making it joyful again. Pathway two, stay and stretch. This is for those of you who are a little bit restless and maybe a little bit bored. You're good at what you do, but you want more. And this might mean stepping up into a middle or senior leadership role, or even a team leadership role, taking on a new challenge, or using your current skills in a broader way. Stay and stretch, pathway two, means that you're ready to grow, not to go. Pathway three, pivot sideways. In this pathway, you're in the same profession, but maybe in a different context. It might be a new classroom. It might be a new school. It might be a different system or a specialist role. Pathway three, pivot sideways, is for you if you still love education, but you're not loving this school or this role anymore. Sometimes a change of scenery is all that you need. Pathway four. This is when you need to rest and not resign. Pathway four is pause. It's about taking proper leave, long service leave, working part-time, taking a sabbatical, giving yourself space to recover before you make any big decisions. Because here's the truth, you cannot make a good decision about your career and your life if you are running on absolute empty. Pathway five. This is leave. And this is when you choose to take a planned, intentional exit from education and into something else. I don't want you to have to quit in a crisis like I did. I want you to be able to have a strategic move that honors what you've built, what you know, what you enjoy, but leaves space for what's next. Pathway six, phase out. And this pathway is probably for those of you who are closer to retirement or just wanting to ease back gradually. This might re mean reducing your fraction, it might mean mentoring, or it might mean making a clear and conscious decision about what you want your legacy to be. Phase six, phasing out, is about leaving well and on your own terms. So there are at least six pathways, six, not two. And here's the kicker. You might move through several of those over the course of your career. You might pause, you might pivot, and then you might stretch, or you might choose to stay and then phase out when you are ready. This isn't a one-time decision. It's a career navigation tool. So, in my book, I wrote a story about Grace. Grace is a primary school principal. She was beloved by her staff, really respected by the community, always smiling, always positive. From the outside, she looked like she had it all together. But before school finished, one year, 3 days before school finished, she rang me sobbing. I just can't do this anymore, Jen. I'm locked in my office and I honestly cannot go out there. When I first answered the phone with Merry Christmas, Mrs. B, I thought she was joking. I thought it was just a joke about how chaotic the end of the school year was. But no, she had literally got to the end of her tether. She said to me, "I cannot pacify another parent about class placements. I cannot answer another staff's stupid questions about putting up Christmas decorations, and all I can hear are Christmas carols. I just want to crawl under my desk and pretend I'm not here. She was pretty convinced that she needed to quit. We'd known each other for a long time. She knew that that is what I had done, and she was just prepared to walk away, to hand in her resignation and never come back. It had been a particularly difficult year, and she and I thought that she would make it to the end. But here's the thing I want you to know about grace, because grace just represents many other of my clients and many of your colleagues, and perhaps you in education. Grace wasn't burnt out on education. She was burnt out at being everything to everyone all the time without a break. To cut a very long story short, she didn't quit. She paused. She took the first 5 weeks of term one off as long service leave, which added to her summer break, giving her 10 consecutive weeks of leave. She didn't travel. She didn't renovate her house. She didn't have a long list of things that she needed to do. She rested. She slept. She walked the dog. She painted. Got out the watercolors that she'd not used in years. She quilted with her friends, the things that brought her joy. And when she came back, she set boundaries. No emails after 6 p.m., no weekend work unless critical. She delegated more to her highly competent leadership team. Grace is still a principal at that same school several years later, because what she needed was not to leave education. She needed permission to pause. She needed the power of knowing she had options. Tomorrow, we are going to dive deep into how to figure out which pathway is right for you. You might not see yourself in Grace's story, and that is okay. We all have our own story, and we are all going to be able to choose our own pathway. I'm going to share a simple framework based on energy and impact that will help you see exactly where you are right now. But for today, I just want you to sit with the idea that you have choices, you have autonomy, and the choices open to you are yours, and there are more than you think. Here's your tiny experiment for today. One sentence, and that's it. Open your journal or your notes app and complete this one sentence. If I could wave a magic wand and change one thing about my work tomorrow, it would be. Don't overthink it. Don't make it practical. Just answer honestly what would need to change. And that answer, the one that comes straight to the top of your mind, is important data. Hold on to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for day three, where we are going to do a quick energy audit, and that might just blow your mind. Thank you so much for being here. See you tomorrow.